The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, now it's time for the Tolos to step up and for the crustiest king of them all, Mr. Brian Broaddus, to step up. We are going to hit you with a little ABA. Ask Broaddus anything here in the G-Bag Nation. And I mean anything. Okay, you can get as freaky deaky as you want here with some of your questions.
All right,
and we will get them answered.
Why are you doing that? Why are you're encouraging like
just any questions,
uncomfortable,
just anything? It's called an ABA. Ask Broaddus anything. I don't want them to feel like they have to be pigeonholed into just draft questions.
No. But you have the ability to read the questions.
Yeah, I'll be reading them.
Yeah, so if I choose not to answer the questions, what does that do to our segment?
You'll just bow out.
Just like
you can plead the fifth.
Wait,
I didn't know in the bylaws of Ask Broaddus Anything, I didn't know there was a plead the fifth option.
But I've never done this with you, and I know how you operate.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you will pick like the most uncomfortable questions because I know the Tolos out there will ask some uncomfortable questions.
They'll do that.
And then you'll say, huh, that's a draft question. He'll like actually know something about that. Let's ask him what kind of I was going to say something really rude there, but I didn't want to say
Well,
it.
We found out that you are a standing wiper in the bathroom.
You
revealed that last week.
I did.
And you said you've always been that, right?
Always been that, yes.
All right, we have a couple. We're starting off with some food questions here. We're going to keep it light.
Okay.
903.
I'm going to ask you the exact same question you asked me. Get ready. Ask Eric as well.
We'll see if I have a great answer to some of these.
Yeah.
The first of which is how many batches of crawfish did it take for you to perfect it? How many years of crawfishing?
There you go. You know what? That's a really good question because I felt like that when I first started, I knew that I had to do something different with the spice. And I wanted to find a way. I've eaten crawfish before down in Louisiana where it makes your nose run and you get the sensation of the crawfish and all that. And I just didn't feel like I was getting that the first couple of batches. And then I kind of started doing these like going on YouTube. I just love to go on YouTube and watch guys and gals cook crawfish.
Yeah.
But they were coming up with ways of like making like the instead of the vegetables, like all your spice stuff, making it a liquid instead of a solid. So everything you're trying to do is get the flavoring into the crawfish tail. Well, you don't do that with the solid, you do it with the liquid because that's
how it really soaks
that's
in there.
It penetrates that and it makes the crawfish taste better. So it took me a good 2 years to kind of figure some things out that way, is what it did. So
A couple years. You got to put that work in.
It absolutely did. It absolutely did.
Okay, let's see here. We have, hey, B in the 501.
Yeah.
My wife and I are buying a minivan. Should we get the Toyota Sienna or the Honda Odyssey? Two great options, man.
Have you ever had a minivan?
Yes, I have one right now. I have a Toyota Sienna. I think it's the 2017 version. Bought it used whenever I was selling cars. Got a nice little deal ski on it. But yeah, I mean, it's fantastic.
I had a Honda for a long time in my life, way back in the day.
Sedan?
No, just like a coupe.
Two-door Civic kind of deal?
Yeah, a coupe.
I had one of those as well.
And I'll tell you what, though, that thing never missed a day. And I drove it. until I got my truck in Green Bay, until I got my Explorer in Green Bay. And it was great in the snow. I know here we're probably not dealing with snow and ice and all that stuff.
Well, they're in the 501. Let me see that area code.
501.
Here.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm just telling you, I know you talk about your product. I thought the Honda was super reliable. And I thought when you had to do maintenance on it, I thought it was very reasonable.
501 is Central Arkansas.
Okay.
Little Rock and most of its suburbs.
Okay.
So
we're dealing with some cold up there.
Yeah, you'll get a little bit of that. A little bit more terrain, perhaps. But yeah. I think they're both great options. I have the Sienna, and I love it, but I've also grew up in a Honda family.
Yeah.
So I think those are gonna be bang for your buck. Can last you forever, ride it till the wheels fall off.
Totally agree.
You can't really go wrong. If there's any car experts out there, Odyssey or Sienna, you just let us know. But I think they really are both great options. Kia Carnival being texted in. My brother, my pilot brother, just got a new one for his wife, and they're liking it quite a bit. They're sleek. They look good. Mm-hmm. The minivan game has really leveled up in a big way. But you can never go wrong with Toyota and Honda. So salute to you, 501. 817 wants to know, Broadus, if you've ever been arrested.
I have. I had an alias ticket on me, and I didn't know that I had. And this was actually in your neck of the woods in Denton. I was with some guys. I was in a car.
You were bar crawling?
Yeah, where the guy got, we actually went and saw Memphis and North Texas play basketball. And so we went to some of the bars afterwards while we're trying to go back home. Guys with got pulled over for DUI.
Oh, damn.
So
your DD was a boozer.
So, yeah.
That's
so
tough.
So what they did was they checked. Well, this is before we had all these, all those things. But anyway, they checked all our licenses, so I gave mine to the police. And they're just like, Mr. Bross, you're going to jail too. So everybody in the car got put in jail. And mine was, and then my dad was going to leave me there. Like if it wasn't for one of my best friends, like his dad bailed me out.
Wow.
Like I call my mom and dad, and I'm like, hey, mom, can you put dad on the phone? And she's like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, dad, hey,
I'm in the slammer.
I'm in
pops.
Slammer for this ticket. You said you were going to take care of. And he's like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I never got to it. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. So he was going to leave me in jail if it wasn't for one of my best friend's dad. I would still probably be in Denton jail.
That's hilarious, dude. Yeah, my dad always told me and my brothers, like, if you ever get put in jail,
you're staying overnight.
You're staying overnight at bare minimum.
Yeah,
which is actually for the better, so he could maybe simmer down a little bit. Because if I just got put behind bars and then my dad came and bailed me out, and he was just seeing red, that would actually potentially be worse than actually just being. Yeah. Sleeping there overnight. Let's see. Certified mechanic says Toyota way better. Then another person in the 214 says Honda holds great resale value. I think they both do.
Yeah.
And then the 940 said the Toyota Sienna has more cup holders for whatever that's worth.
Okay.
So just we got some experts out there. All right, 877-881-1053. A little ask Broadus anything. Broadus, what is your favorite snack in the film room when you're just studying dudes left and right? Putting your scouting reports together, what are you snacking on, Brian Broadus?
Well, it's funny. When I was in Green Bay, we had candy. So there was always candy dishes. And this is where I kind of when we were with Jeff Cavanaugh and Kevin Turner and those guys were scouting with me, I've always had candy. I've always had relationships with people. Like I have a friend that worked with the Mars Company, had another friend that worked with the Hershey Company. So I'd always get... like those, their candies, they'd send me like cases of it during draft season. So I always had a candy dish on my desk. And so I use popcorn. I like low salt, no butter. They would say light butter.
Wow.
But I'm not like the heavy, but
I'll take his butter then.
Yeah. I just like to snack on popcorn while I'm watching game film. Now you got to be careful because the grease on you don't want to get it on your controller,
on your clicker.
You don't want to get it on the clicker. You don't want to mess your clicker up.
Yeah, that's
so
hazardous.
You have to be careful. But I always had KT and Jeff always came in and ate the candy out of my candy dish. when we're like the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, it's on point.
All that stuff, yeah.
214, Broadus, we've heard you get into all sorts of fights with so many people. Myself, yep. Wolchuk, yep. Dawson, Baskey, mm-hmm. Mickey, Mike Fisher. Yep. Who on the station will be your next victim? You got your eye on anybody?
Wolchuk.
Doubling down?
Yeah. Oh, no, I've already fought.
You've already fought Wolchuk.
I've already fought Wolchuk. Fought Dawson. Don't want to fight. I'm not going to fight Lucius.
No.
Bobby, maybe?
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys have gotten into it on Love of the Star or whatever. But
yeah, Bobby and we haven't gotten into it like you and I got into, where I stood up like during the break and was like MFing you.
Really got after me.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, I think that Bobby might be the next one that I really have at, because Bobby will be on with me on the draft show coming up here when the season ends in a couple of weeks.
That's true.
So Bobby and I'll end up getting a fight.
Yeah. I look forward to that. I really do. Okay, somebody wants to know if a player in this draft named Nick Nash is worth a flyer in the fourth round.
I haven't looked at it.
55 dudes in. You got like the first two rounds of the draft.
Yeah, I've got the first
handled.
Couple. Yeah, I've got the first couple of rounds done. So yeah, but I will. I promise you, when this right now, I'm trying to like knock out, you know, 2-3 players. A week with, and then when the season's over, then it turns into full on draft mode. So I'm sure that I will get into all the players that these folks are asking me about.
972 boxers or briefs or
boxers. Yeah.
Okay. Boxers.
Guy, yeah.
Wow. A little bit baggy. You don't want to hug you too much?
I've always been that. Even it goes all the way back to college. So
favorite sandwich in the Metroplex. Maybe place to get a sandwich.
Okay, where's our place in Grapevine that we wine?
Is it Weinstein's or something?
Weinburgers. In, I tell you what, I love Weinburgers.
You like that muffaletta, don't you?
Yeah, they do. They make a really good one there. They make a lot of. They do hot dogs over there, but they do all kinds of sandwiches. It's Weinburgers. It's right there on the main drag
in Main Street and Grapevine. Great area.
I brought sandwiches in before.
Yeah.
Like they have the
Mark Cuban sandwich.
All kinds of it. Trust me, it's worth driving over there. There's a little bit of a line, but they move pretty quick. So, you know, be ready for that. But man, they make outstanding sandwiches.
Chicken wings, flats, or drumsticks?
You know what? I'm a fan of the drumsticks myself. I just like the part with the bone part. I like that all, like the
you
little,
like
little
cartilage.
I like that a little bit.
I
yeah.
got you.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree. It's perfect though, because we go to the wing place together. I give you my drums.
You do.
You give me your flats.
That's right. Yeah.
And
yeah, that works.
And we tear it up. 314 wants to know, as a scout on game day, what's usually your job? Are you on the sideline? Are you on the headset? Okay. Are you in a booth somewhere?
Yeah. I was involved in college scouting when I was in Green Bay my first 5 years. And then after I left, after I was at Philadelphia, I then got in pro personnel is what I got into. So then I was doing all kinds of pro. So usually like during games, I would go be in advance. So there were a lot of times where I didn't get to see our team play. I was somewhere else watching another game, getting ready for the other week. But during when I'm at home, I loved watching games from the field. The press box drives me nuts, because you got to be quiet and you got it. You know, you can't cheer and you know you can't get emotional. You know, you can't. So I like watching the games from the field. I watched the last game I watched though from the field was the playoff game in Green Bay, the Dez catch game. It was the last time that I watched it. I was on the Cowboys sidelines. Down on one end watching that game, and I missed it. It was the absolute best way to watch a football game, being down there in the middle of all that.
I love it. All right, 877-881-1053. Ask Broadus anything, and let's see here. We have if you were running things, who would be the next Cowboys head coach? That's in the 469.
That's a good question, because I feel like that there's a couple of different routes I would go here. I do like, of the guys that have a chance at this gig, I do like the idea of Mike Vrabel, but I need to know his offensive staff.
That would be the leader in your clubhouse.
I the discipline, the toughness of the team, I think that if that's the direction that you can go, he's got a really, his teams are tough. He's had some well-built teams. You know, you look at how they physically, how they play. I think him being out, but, you know, he was working with the Browns. I don't know if that necessarily helped him in any way, but I really do like, now, offensively, I don't know if I'm completely sold on Ben Johnson. I don't know if that one's going to be necessarily a good one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm trying to think of maybe some of these college coaches, though, too. But I promise you one thing, though, Eric, and the texter, I am going to do an extensive deal. It's not, you know, you mentioned, oh, who
would
you like?
You're going to cast a wide net.
I'm going to go wide on this. I'm not just going to sit there and say, okay, well, it's, you know, if you want to put my feet to the fire, I think Mike Vrabel is one, the one I would like to talk to first.
Okay.
And then kind of go from there.
817 wants to know, throughout your time playing football, it's always frowned upon to have a football guy dating one of the cheerleaders. Did you ever venture into the cheerleader waters?
No, I never was. I was a good player in high school, and then in college, I was just a long snapper. So, no, I never, ever, ever, ever had an opportunity. That was always for, like, the skilled guys and stuff, not the long snapper or the center or the right tackle. You know, that was never going to be the case. So, but I had friends that were skilled players that their girlfriends were, like, Golden Girls, cheerleaders, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. We have Ask Broadus Anything here, 877-881-1053. Jambalaya or gumbo for the rest of your life?
Oof. I'm going to go with gumbo.
972, what's your favorite decade you ever lived in?
70s.
How old were you in the 70s?
I was.
That was like your high school years?
High school years, yeah. Yeah.
You were tearing it up, I bet.
I was having fun. I mean, like, I really had no real responsibilities. Just playing football, going to school, and all that. So I enjoyed the 70s.
817 wants to know if you if that V card got taken away from you in the 70s.
The V card.
Your V card.
What's the V card?
The virginity.
Oh.
Was that high school? Was that college? Was that...
It was...
Once you got the NFL status?
Early 80s.
Early 80s.
Early 80s.
I'm guessing college then.
Oh, it was because
Lovely Cajun lady at LSU.
I was 82. I was 82, so it was before. It was like 80, 81, that era.
80, 81.
80, 81.
Do you remember her name?
Yes. I'm not going to say it on
you
here.
Don't have to say it.
Because
you don't
have she, to say because, it. Yeah, she listens to the show.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. See, that's a fun fact right there.
Yeah, I don't know. She might not be listening today. But,
oh, I'm sure she's listening. She's a big Tolo.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. Chris, you got any questions there? Anything you've always wanted to ask?
I'm just interested who you think is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, and why is it not Dak Prescott?
Wow. Hey, he hammered me with that one,
really
didn't he?
Did.
Most overrated quarterback in the National Football. You had a quick answer while I think about that one?
The most overrated quarterback in the NFL? It would probably be Jalen Hurts.
You think so?
I mean, I think the Dak stuff, I think, can get a little crazy sometimes with people propping him up.
Sure.
But Jalen Hurts is probably that guy. He's good. He's not great.
Tua?
Tua's another great one. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think Tua gets talked about in like those
stay in that division. How about Aaron Rodgers right now?
Aaron Rodgers, big time. Trevor Lawrence, perhaps, has kind of entered that realm. Let's see. We have the 972. Have you ever seen a game at Neyland Stadium?
I played. I was in a game at Neyland Stadium.
You played there?
Yeah, I played there.
Okay. Craziest place you ever played from a hostile environment standpoint that you played in college?
Ohio State.
Now, oh, okay. At the Shoe?
Yeah. I never got to play at Georgia. Notre Dame was pretty crazy for a small crowd, but Tennessee, by the way, Tennessee is super loud. But Ohio State was we lost that game. We were up 10 with 2 minutes slow in the game and lost. Wow. They scored two touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of the game to first to lose.
That's a disaster.
Yeah,
okay, the texts are flowing in here, so we can keep this party rolling. Ask Broadus Anything here, 877-881-1053.